Choral Dynamics has been raising money for Galesburg area nonprofits through the power of live performance for 50 years. And this weekend, they hit the Orpheum stage for what could be their most meaningful show yet. So joining us in studio this morning, we have Gene Schumard, Chris Witsit, and Phil Yeast, the producers behind Raising Spirits with Song, playing Friday, Saturday, and Sunday at the Orpheum Theater. So good morning and welcome, everybody.
Good morning.
Good morning.
How are we doing this morning?
Great.
Great.
Oh, wonderful.
Talking about everybody who's finally learning their words last night.
Right.
Every night, a few more.
Right. Well, I'll tell you what, let's start off with an easy one, I guess. 50 years, $675,000 raised for local nonprofits, close to 100 productions. We get into the show. You know, as members of Choral Dynamics, what's the milestone mean to you guys?
Oh, it means it's been a long time. And this is show number 97 for me.
Can you believe 97? Oh, wow. 97,
and that's 100. Because we had three shows that we didn't do because of the COVID situation.
Right,
so,
right.
Otherwise, this would have been 100.
Yeah.
And this lady's been in every one of them except for the very first one.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
So she's our oldest member. And
I've been in 75 of them.
75? Yeah. How about you, Phil?
I did a couple before I left Galesburg to move to Florida back in the 80s, and then I rejoined via the request of my cousin, Elisa Raymer, who's the director. And so I came back in 2018, I think it was.
I think so.
Yeah.
You know, for listeners who aren't familiar with Choral Dynamics and how it works, you know, it's a member-driven organization where the producers are members of the choir themselves. How does it work?
The board asks for recommendations for what somebody would want to do for a show. You get a group together and have a proposal, an idea, and you just start working on it. And our December shows are always Christmas shows, so that's a little bit easier for people. But the spring shows are always just somebody's ideas.
And have you guys produced one before?
Mm-hmm. Yes, this is my fourth.
This is my fifth.
I haven't. This is my
debut.
And he's the one that has all these magic ideas. It's amazing.
Well, and the Orpheum, I mean, has changed a little bit over the years as well. I mean, can you speak to that a little bit? I mean, basically, since 1988, I mean, can you talk about the partnership and what it's meant with Choral Dynamics?
Well, and we started first over to Knox College at Harbach Theater.
Oh, okay.
Before we ever ended up at the Orpheum, so.
Yeah.
Do you know how many shows were at Knox before making it to the Orpheum?
Oh, no, I don't.
I was only in about three or four of them before we moved to the Orpheum.
I know there were several, because when I was in it in the 80s, it was at Harbach.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
It's been great going to the Orpheum. I mean, theater is so beautiful and so well restored, and Andrew Driscoll, he's been very helpful, very accommodating. So anything that we need, he and his assistants, they're just right on it. It's really made it a very seamless
effort. Well, and when it's a local production, I know that it really, you know, up the service a little bit. We want the local performers in there.
It's a beautiful venue to have our shows in, and it's mm-hmm. parking wise and, you know, capacity in the theater and the facilities in there. It's just a beautiful place that Galesburg really needs to cherish.
And for this particular show, because we're kind of doing, you know, a retro kind of thing where we're having the vaudeville feel. And so, you know, with all the celebrities that performed there back in the day of when it was the Vaudeville House, you know, you've got so many, you know, they're just coming out of the woodwork.
Right.
I don't want to spoil the... Right. I want to keep you in suspense, but...
We'll spoil it coming up.
Yeah.
Well, no, that's a nice thing, too. I mean, the weather's going to be beautiful. You're right downtown. I mean, right. It makes for a great evening.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. You've got the Landmark nearby. You've got all the food venues nearby to...
Right.
Judy's now.
Yeah. And it's all affordable, which is great.
Right.
Yes. Yes.
We're talking to Gene Schumard, Chris Witsit, Phil Yeast, producers of Raising Spirits with Song, plays this weekend at the Orpheum. So how did the idea of this show come about?
Well, I think I, for some reason, I was thinking, oh, we need to show what kind of spirit we have. And I said, oh, yeah, raising spirits with song. And then I asked the other two people what they thought, you know. Yeah, they were willing to. And then as soon as I said the word spirits, then Phil took off with that and started writing script. And it's gone from there.
So what would you say the main message of the show is? I mean, they were raising spirits, but it's obviously a lot of Choral Dynamics shows are positive, mm-hmm. positivity and whatnot. But
it's a fun show.
Yeah.
Expect to laugh. Expect to have your heartstrings pulled a little bit. You know, it's a really fun show, though.
And is you know, the show kind of, and there's maybe still feature some skits in between here and there.
Yeah, right. Exactly. Yes. And there's you know, there's a few vignette kind of things going on.
Yeah.
There's just a lot of elements. There's media. There's dancing. You know, of course our choral. In which we sound amazing this
yes.
year.
Yes,
of course.
Yeah,
we do.
The choir is just really sounding really, really great this year.
Yeah.
And there's basically three elements that we pulled together because originally when Gene came up with a show idea a few years ago, this is part of that idea. And then we just kind of expanded on it because they didn't necessarily want just a retro show for a retrospect kind of idea, so they wanted to add a little bit of interest to, you know, make it a little more fun. So we have the three elements that we had to put together. We decided, you know, the history of Galesburg, of course Choral Dynamics 50th anniversary, and then the 250th anniversary of our country. So those are the three main elements that we kind of tied together for this show.
Well, and without giving too much away,
yeah.
What time frame do you think the music covers? I mean, would you
It's a wide gamut.
250 years?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, easily, yeah. There's some older things. You know, we went into our music vault and just kind of went through. We have hundreds of scores to look at. So, and we were trying, you know, it's tricky because you also have to think about the instrumentations, you know, everything that way to tie in with it. You also have to think about, you know, you don't want every song to be a ballad. You want to mix it up a little bit. You also have to think about your performers exiting and entering for their cues and that, with having as minimal dead time as possible.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
So there's a lot of things that go into it.
Are there some songs or moments that the three of you are kind of looking forward to that you think will really kind of wow the crowd?
Yes. I think toward the end when we go to the political, or not political, the patriotic kind of view, and we are doing Battle Hymn of Republic, and that usually stirs everybody.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And we have some surprise videos on there, too. That
right.
Right. And we wanted, you know, there's so much political craziness right now that we wanted to, you know, really celebrate as for the entire country. You know, we wanted to celebrate that 250th anniversary.
Yeah.
You know, to kind of pull people together. You know, it seems like we need more of that right now. So
how many people will be performing?
There's what, 80, about 80?
There were, yeah, and then we've had some had to drop out for
family. We started out
reasons,
like 87, and then we've lost several, so probably around.
Is that around average of what you usually
have? Well, when we started.
At least 75, I think.
We had, tell them when we started, what you started with.
Oh, we had 40. The first, the very first show, which I know nothing about, they had 14.
Okay.
And then. Then somebody who was in that show, Maynard Erickson, who was an instrumental teacher in the school district, he came to me and was telling me about this group that he'd just gotten into, that had just started. And I said, oh, that sounds interesting. And he said, well, they're looking for an accompanist for the next show. And I said, and? And he said, and I gave them your name and your daughter's name. He said, so don't be surprised if somebody calls you. And I said, oh, thanks a lot. You know? So I talk to my daughter, and she says, oh, well, it might be fun, Mom. So we go, and they say, oh, yes, we would love to have you both stay with us and accompany us and sing with us. And so that was show number two, and I've been there ever since. And my daughter has been there until she got out of high school and out of nursing school in Peoria, because she used to come home every weekend just so she could be there for the show. And then when she got done, she's like, okay, now I've got my nursing degree. She starts looking for work around here, and back then there wasn't anything. And so we had friends in Las Vegas, or in Henderson, Nevada, and they said, why don't you come out here and look for work? So she went, found a job right away, because she had graduated from St. Francis in Peoria, and the hospitals out there were familiar with that, you know. And so she had three offers to go to work out there, and she took one of them, and she's been there ever since.
And she's going to be here for the show, too.
Yeah, she's coming back for the show. So.
Well, I'm sure there's several members who, there's generations that have performed at Coral Dynamics.
Oh, my,
right,
yes.
Now.
Yeah.
We used to have a lot of families in the show. There'd be like husbands and wives, and then sometimes their kids would come, and we've lost a lot of those, but there still are several families. There's a lot of the people from like Oneida and all that are all related.
Oh,
they're
yeah.
in the show
yeah.
and all that. So.
Oh yeah, I got plenty of cousins in the
yeah.
show.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. yeah. yeah.
And we keep trying to get more young people involved, and sometimes
right.
that's hard because they're busy with everything else.
Oh yeah, oh yeah, it can be. Well, we'll talk about Elisa Raymer, of course, choreographer Tim Holmes, mm-hmm. From Performing Arts Academy, and live musicians as well. So how does it all come together? And I know that there's not always live musicians, but a lot of times there are, and so
right.
how does it all come together this time?
Right, well, this time we don't have quite as many live musicians as we usually do, because of having so many returning members for this 50th anniversary show, so we had to make room, and so it's pretty tight up there. So I believe we have how many? Seven?
Four, five,
seven,
five, six, seven, eight.
Eight
total.
Yeah.
Eight
total.
Eight total.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So.
But,
So and it's pretty tight up there.
Yeah.
We've got a couple of trumpets, a saxophone.
Trombone.
Yeah, trombone, guitar, bass, drums, and keyboard, which Gene plays.
Saxophone.
Saxophone. Yeah, I said that.
A little bit of
yep.
everything.
Is there a chance to maybe see some different styles of dancing?
Yeah, definitely.
Oh, probably.
Yeah, there's. Yeah, yeah. I mean, that's Tim Holmes' department. He's great at it, and we appreciate him so much. So.
He's very inventive in the
he
dance.
Is, very
that
creative.
He does.
He is.
It's amazing.
Oh, yes, he is.
Well, so, I was going to say, the beneficiary this year is the Children's Grief Camp of Galesburg. How do you come up with who you're going to donate the proceeds to?
That's through the board. Yeah, the board makes that decision. They submit applications, and Doug Gibb this year has been really amazing with his phone calls and that. He has collected, because they get paid by the what ads they sell in the book.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so this year, normally they may raise 14,000, I think was the last show.
Yeah.
And he already climbed to 23,000.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I was told most of it by himself.
Yeah.
So, yeah, he's done a really great job.
Yeah, yeah. He's been a great advocate for it. And I'm sure we'll have Doug on to talk about his grief camp, of course, like we do each year. But Children's Grief Camp of Galesburg. And so, of course, what else do we need to know, Jay? I've lost my spot here.
That's okay. Final few minutes with Gene Schumard, Chris Witsit, Phil East, producers. What's it like to be a producer? You've been in this a little bit of time.
A lot of work, and it's changed. The other three shows I did weren't nearly as intense as this, but with all the modern things that happen, especially in this show, it's a lot of work, but it has to be that way to make it what it is, because we started out at Harbach with the Fleshers there with the little speaker in front, you know, and the two of them doing, and now it's like, you know, there's a big soundboard, and we have
Dave.
Somebody up in the lights, and you know,
from
it's like
music maker. Yeah.
It, you know, it, so it's just grown, but that's what makes it a great performance is with all that.
Yeah, and you've been practicing for like 13 to 14 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
That's quite a while.
And then the producers, we meet 3 months before that. So
okay. Yeah, right. Yeah. plus Elisa's and Leo are so gracious to make us all CDs or flash drives so that we can take them home and practice to learn our words. So that makes it really a lot easier.
Yep, and there's a lot with the set design and with the, you know, the props and everything. We enlisted some family members to help out there, so
that's usually the case.
It's a lot of fun though. Everybody just chipped in and you know, it's for a good cause. And
yeah, it's like, oh, what can I do?
Well, right. Phil has pulled a lot of people out of our group that I've always said our group has so much talent in it. It's amazing that he's pulled people out of our group to do things in this show that I never thought I would see these people ever do anything like it. It's amazing. That's the only word I have is just amazing.
Past their comfort zone.
Yeah. Yes. But
well, if somebody wants to get involved in Choral Dynamics, how does one go about doing that?
Just come to our rehearsals. We meet at the Agra Center, and I'm not sure
on Sunday night
in August we'll start up again probably.
Yeah. August 20,
usually about the middle of August. But they're welcome to contact anybody.
Look at our website.
They know that's in the group. Ask about it when they come to the show.
Yep, and just show up.
And I'm sure you probably know somebody who's in Choral Dynamics or
knew somebody
at some point.
Yeah.
So yeah.
Yeah.
Well, guys, we are out of time, but I really appreciate you coming in.
Thank you so much
for having us.
It's been great.
Once again, Gene Schumard, Chris Witsit, and Phil Yeast, producers of Raising Spirits with Song, presented by Choral Dynamics. Shows are 7 o'clock p.m. on Friday, May 29th, Saturday, May 30th, and then, of course, the 2 o'clock matinee on Sunday, May 31st, all at the historic Orpheum Theater here in downtown Galesburg. Tickets available at galesburgorpheum.org. You can call the box office at 309-342-2299. Once again, thanks, guys, and break a leg.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.